guys won't practice today. Ron Brooks, the calf contusion, he's feeling much better, but we'll hold him out today. Jason Kelce, his left foot, the plantar fasciitis, we'll hold him today. Benny Logan, the groin strain, we'll hold him also. And then Marcus Smith has the right groin strain, and we'll also hold him. But all of those guys are getting better. And then, Brian, Michael Kendricks, Jordan Matthews, Leo, Rodney will all practice today for the team.
The general consensus you gave to your players after the last couple of weeks as you prepared this week in terms of getting back on track and where you were before the bye?
Yeah, my focus with the team has just been, we got to stay positive. We obviously have to make the necessary corrections and move past, obviously. Got a lot of football left, a couple games in your season, a couple hiccups. We just got to, every day is a challenge because it's a new set of circumstances. Got to go to work today. The hard work, the preparation, all has to start over again today for another good opponent. But from my standpoint, just staying positive, staying upbeat, the energy level. Just keep reminding them that they're a good football team and they've got to believe in one another and put the thing back on track.
And so, how are you so four games? What stood out about Sam?
I always thought he was a very accurate thrower. And he throws a good ball, good football. And the other thing you're seeing is a lot of familiar concepts that he's used to throwing. And he's not hanging on to the football back there. He's getting good pass protection and for the most part, it's delivering a good football. And the guys are working down the field. I mean, you're seeing these guys separate and make good plays for him. And the ability to run the ball, has helped him. But, Sam's always been a very accurate. He's smart. He understands defense. And gets the ball out of his hand.
We talked about Sam on Monday knowing your offense and that sort of thing, but your defense knowing his tendencies, having faced him for the last year, can that help them in the game?
I think so. I think they know that the type of athlete that Sam is, the type of quarterback that he is, it's hard to get to a guy like Sam, as I mentioned, because he gets the ball out of his hand so fast, and he utilizes the quick game, and it's tough to defend sometimes, from a pass rush standpoint. But, we got to do the best we can to our pass rush has got to show up this week, obviously, and we got to match the intensity on their side of the ball, with any game in the National Football League, if you can disrupt timing from a quarterback, I think it's an advantage.
We've had some time now to digest the trade. Looking back now, what do you make of how it's affected both teams?
I think it's been a win-win, honestly. In our case, our first round, second overall pick, getting a chance to play this early, getting his feet wet, learning, putting us in a great spot, 3-2. He's played a lot of football. He's getting better every week. And in their standpoint, they got a good quarterback, and he went to a playoff caliber football team with a tremendous defense, and I know Adrian Peterson's not there, but a good run game, and it was a win-win for both sides.
Why are you so confident that Big B will play better in the second game?
I just think you learn. You just learn from the good and the bad. You kind of get your feet wet. You settle into the game. He got better as the game went on. We had other breakdowns, offensively other than Big V. So, I feel comfortable with him going again this week. He's the type of kid that's hard on himself. He makes the corrections. He moves on. He'll work his fundamentals and technique this week. This is a good pass rush again this week, and we'll help and do the things that you're seeing teams do and that we'll do. So we still have full 100% confidence that he'll be able to get the job done.
You said he's tough on himself. How has he handled the few days since not having a great debut?
Fine. I mean, the thing is in this business and players and coaches is you just have a short-term memory, man. You just forget about it on Monday and you move on. And that's what players do. These guys are resilient guys. They bounce back, and they might take a few lumps early, but they're professionals and they know how to handle their business. And and he knows how to handle this, and you know, he's going to be fine.
Obviously having the best season of his career so far. I mean, before the trade was made, were you pretty confident he'd have similar success had he stayed here?
I was fully confident that he was going to have the type of success that he's having now with Minnesota. He came off the preseason with us here at an all-time high. He was throwing the ball with accuracy, with decisiveness. He was feeling comfortable with the offense, and that's why I fully expected him, having him with our starter, you know, to have the same type of numbers that he has there. So it's not a shock.
In terms of the original decision to start Big V, I know it's a collaborative effort in terms of front office involvement. Like when you whittle down to your final 53, was Howie or any of the front office staff involved in the decision for Big V to start?
No, they weren't. This was truly a coach's decision, you know, on my part, and Coach Stout and Eugene Chung and just Frank Reich, and collectively just kind of taking in all the information and making this decision.
You mentioned your pass rush. You didn't have any sacks this past Sunday. How do you get that thing back on track?
You know, it's a pride thing, number one. These guys, you know, I know this group. It's a veteran group that we have here, and they don't like to stay down long. You know, they had a little bit of a setback, and I know they'll come out fighting this week, and they'll find ways to get it done. I know, you know, Schwartz's scheme is the aggressive mentality on defense, and Coach Wilson will have these guys ready to play, and they'll bounce back. But it, you know, a little bit of a setback, but you know, hey, they got to come out swinging and fighting and be ready to go.
Given your familiarity with Sam, how are you going to take advantage of that when it comes to defensive scheming?
Well, just knowing who he is, knowing the type of player he is, obviously is an advantage to us, just like he might have an advantage, you know, with some of the things that we're doing here or personnel. But, you know, our focus is just getting ready for the Vikings as a team. And, you know, we know he's playing well. And it goes without saying, I mean, any you have to put pressure on the quarterback, whether it's with four guys, five guys, six guys, and you know, we've got to be able to do that this week. It doesn't matter who's standing back there, you know, at quarterback. And it just so this week we know this guy. And so that gives us a little bit of an advantage, just kind of knowing his demeanor and his chemistry. But at the same time, you know, he gets the ball out of his hand, so it's a little bit harder to get to him.
So their defense has done a real good job against some pretty good quarterbacks this year. Is it the scheme? Is it personnel? A little bit of both?
It's a little both. I mean, they got great personnel on defense. They're healthy. They're coming off a bye, obviously. You know, Coach Zimmer and they really fly off the ball now. This is a good defense, and good defense for a reason. And you know, it's one of those schemes where they don't do a lot. They kind of just line up and play defense. But they're sound in what they do. And you know, again, it's an aggressive style. They let their defensive line just come off the ball and put pressure on the quarterback. They got two good ends, and you know, we got to be ready for another test up front.
Would you identify as the reason for the tackling was such an issue? Would you identify the reason for tackling being such an issue against the Redskins?
A lot of it is just slightly being behind blocks, being out of position, stopping our feet, dropping our head. You know, just fundamental things that we can continue to teach and practice, and you know, the bag work and the drill work that the defense teaches. We just got to continue to stay on it, and you know, it's all about details. I reminded the team again this morning. It's about the fundamentals and the details, and each person, coach and player, has to detail their work. Meaning, I can't let anything slide. I've got to stay on top of everything, and it just goes, and it just carries over to each player. But it's just fundamental work that we got to continue to do in practice.
Blitz percentage in the NFL right now. You didn't have a snap on Sunday. When you were studying the defensive tape with Schwartz, did you say to him, there's got to be more opportunities where we can bring extra bodies at the quarterback during the game and going forward?
Yeah, you know, and there's a fine line with putting pressure, blitzing, because you end up, you know, kind of taking one guy out of the secondary, you know. And you start exposing different elements of your coverage. If I felt like it was a necessary thing to do, Again, you know, we won't panic over one football game because our pass rush, we know what type of guys we have up front. We know Fletcher can be disruptive. We know Brandon Graham can come off the edge and bend the edge along with Vinny and Connor. So, you know, it's one game. It's one little setback. If this were the third, fourth, fifth game in a row, you know, maybe then you have to reevaluate. But hey, we just got to get ready for this game and continue the process. We have a process, a plan in place, and we'll continue to stick to that.
How do you handle Carson? One of the storylines will be obviously that this game could be a referendum on the trade of the quarterback. How will you handle Carson and the pressure will be on him this game?
Yeah, you know, there's pressure every week, and I get the fact that the trade happened, but our focus is within our building and the guys we have and getting our guys ready to play. And, you know, I'm not going to put any added pressure, you know, and on Carson. I'm just going to let him play. And I need to be smart in how I handle this game from a play calling standpoint too, and how I handle the offense that way. And, you know, we got to rely on the 10 other guys out there. And I know there's going to be a lot of peripheral stuff, you know, probably said or written about these two. Whoever plays or whoever wins, this one played better than that one, this and that and the other, and the decisions. And I get all that. but the decision has been made. And he's our guy, and we're going to get him ready to play each and every week. And his preparation every week that I see and what we've seen on offense, I mean, we're headed in the right direction. And for both teams, it's a win-win. As I mentioned earlier, it's a win-win for both teams. I feel like Sam, given this opportunity, he's excelled. He's done well. He went to a fabulous football team, a playoff football team. And, you know, we're taking a young quarterback who's – I mean, we're 3-2. Started out 3-0. And we just got to get back to that. We're close in a lot of areas. And we just got to keep that focus.
Doug would say I have to be smart in play calling. Were there times last week that you thought you weren't smart?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you just got to understand, you know, how a defense is defending you. Knowing some tendencies a little bit. You know, obviously we got to stay out of second and third and long situations. And that goes without saying because it's hard. You know, then defenses can just pin their ears and that's where they get a ton of their sacks. You know, so handling that way from my standpoint as a play caller and helping our offense in those situations to be successful is being the smart part of the statement.
Carson Wentz, his decision making the last couple of minutes of the last two games maybe hasn't been the greatest. Is that just a part of the maturation process, and does that concern you that this trend will continue?
You know, it's not a concern, just because I know Carson and how he handles that and how tough he is on himself. It is part of a learning process. Each week is a different set of circumstances. It might be in the same game situation, you know, 2 minute. But the actual play design, the play call, the scenario, the whole defense, everything's different week to week. So these are things that he's, you know, he's learning through and we're teaching him through and how to handle it and how to be more prepared each and every week. You know, that's the great thing about Carson is how well he is able to just, you know, remember something, fix it, move on, and then not do that again.
Stefan Wisniewski has kind of voiced his disappointment over not being the guy to start. Have you spoken to him individually about that, and how do you want him to approach a situation like that?
Listen, you know, he's a good player, and he's a big part of our offensive line, and you know, it's just what it is right now. It's our decision, and we've made that decision, and. And you know, he's a valuable asset to our team. If Kelsey goes down, or if Barbary or one of the guards go down, he's the next guy in, and that's just where we're at. And you know, we just continue to go that route each week.
Install an offense with Sam to get ready for the season. How much of a difference is there now with Carson running it whereas, you know, you come up with plays that Carson likes. How much variation is there from that offense that you set out for the season?
It's we have a lot of the same concepts in every week. We just sort of, you know, put new formations to them or motions or whatever we can to kind of window dress them. You know, I try to – the thing is about game planning is you obviously you find out defensively, you know, their top two or three or four coverages, and then you find – you know, you look at your offense and what you've done that has been successful and what are good versus all those coverages. And then for this – you know, I got to keep in mind that it's still a young quarterback, and I don't want to overload him with a lot of information, a lot of new plays, a lot of new designs, this and that. And plus, we got young receivers, and, you know, so I don't just look at the quarterback position. I got to consider the entire offense when redesigning or putting in new plays. And so we try to keep things very familiar, stuff that we've used in OTAs, training camp, concepts that are familiar to the guys, because I'm a big believer that if you don't have to think about, number one, where I'm lined up, okay, what route is it, what's the protection, then – you know, you got an opportunity to be successful on that play. So we haven't changed or deviated much from the first part of the season, and we got to continue to just execute a little bit better.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.